Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
That's a hard one to sing along to because she's like a little birdie singing up so high.
That was a good impression.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Good. It's impossible.
It's like I'm hearing the song.
Well, thank you so much. There's actually somewhere on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I don't know if you can search for a post, but it was Miranda Lambert on Kelly Clarkson's show. And kind of, it was at least a month ago.
I remember this. But she talked about it at the time.
Yeah, they did a cover of this song. Just, you know, there's a guitar player there. He starts playing it and they start singing it. And I was just like, that is beautiful. I had no idea that that was like a song that real girls can sing, you know. I mean, we're talking about two really high-end singers singing another high-end singer's. I don't know if high-end is the way, but I've gone back and watched that like 10 times.
Yeah?
So good. Yeah, well, because, and actually, I need to show it to John because I've been trying to get him to like this song, and then he watched the SNL from last weekend with me, and he was like, I love her, Chapel Roan.
Oh.
This is a rock show. I like this. And I forgot about the Kelly Clarkson thing. I should go back and show him. Look, this is why you should like this song.
But it wasn't because your computer was glitching. It's because you wanted to keep replaying it.
Who, me? Yes. Yeah. I've played it a bunch of times.
Oh, wow. All right.
No, okay.
No, I like it. I'm just, you on repeat? Modern music? Okay.
Occasionally a song will grab me. Despacito? I used to play that all the time. And actually, I changed the words to reposado because that's what I put in my paloma. And I would have that going as I was making drinks on a Friday night. That's right. I have drinking songs. Anywho, you guys, listen. It's time for Alice in Winterland tickets and potentially front row Alice in Winterland tickets. December 13th at Paramount Theater in Oakland. One Republic will be there, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, all us Alice kids. And the tickets are available. You can go to RadioAlice.com and get tickets for Alice in Winterland. There are very few left. Or you can win a pair right now and potentially get front row tickets. This hour's code word is BEST. Oh, be best. B-E-S-T, BEST. Take the word BEST, text it to our contest line, 20357, and you'll be in the running. You'll get the tickets automatically, but then you'll be in the running for the front row tickets. So it's a big deal. This hour's code word is BEST. The contest line is 20357. BEST. I'm going to start with Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Ariana has been on SNL a bunch of times. She just recently hosted a week or two ago.
How was she? You loved her?
She was good. She's multi-talented. She's an incredibly talented young lady, young woman, And she, Bowen Yang, who is a very fun cast member currently. He's delightful.
Okay. You're a fan. Got it.
I really like him. And he has, I've never listened to his podcast, but it keeps popping up. Like, I'm wondering if that must be one of the big podcasts. I have no idea. But she hosts and then they hit it off and she goes on to his podcast. So he's chatting with her, with Ariana Grande about, you know, what's the deal? You're known as a musical artist, but you are in Wicked, and what's the plan here? And by the way, newly branded Ariana Grande Butera. She's added her dad's name back in. She basically says, here's her new plan. I'm going to say something so scary. It's going to scare the absolute S out of my fans and everyone, but I love them and they'll deal. Yeah, she said the S word. This is, oh, by the way, I guess Bowen Yang and Matt Rogers are the hosts of Las Culturistas.
Okay.
Podcast.
That's a big one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a big one.
Oh. What's the hook?
I don't really know much about it.
Two comedians having fun?
I guess that must be
always on the charts.
Right. Oh, okay. Oh, you're a guy who, well, you are a podcast guy. So yeah. You look at the charts. There's charts. I had no idea about the charts.
Yeah, there's charts of what's most, you know, listened to, downloaded on Spotify and Apple. And
I see. And in different genres. It's the Odyssey.
Yeah, Odyssey. And Odyssey.
Yeah. Obviously, Odyssey is the number one place to get your podcast. Durr, George. So she's talking about, she says that this will blow your mind and break your hearts. I'm always going to make music. I'm always going to go on stage. I'm always going to do pop stuff. I pinky promise. But I don't think doing it at the rate I've been doing it for the past 10 years is where I see the next 10 years. The new plan involves acting. I think I love acting. I love musical theater. I think reconnecting with this part of myself who started in musical theater and who loves comedy, and it heals me to do that. The healing comes in the form of putting parts of herself into little homes and characters instead of songwriting my own pain, because it's just like constantly reliving that one thing you wrote the song about. Okay.
Her own pain.
Yeah. You know, her pain. She could
break up. I want it. I bought it. I got it.
I stole it from that lady. They had a baby. I didn't care. Okay. I wrecked it. It was a home.
It was a donut.
I licked it.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways. Well,
good for her. You know what? I imagine you are lucky enough to jump. That's one of those things. There's a few people out there who have been lucky enough to jump in and out of music and act share, yep, for example, with great success. Others, yep, too. Just jumping in and out of whatever it is you feel like doing.
Do you think, I've often thought this, do you think it's harder to be an actor who transitions to being a rock star, or harder to be a rock star who transitions to being an actor? Because I think it's by far easier to start in music. And why do you think that is? That would be my question. I think it's harder to be an actor or an actress who transitions into like a legitimate career in music. Like, a lot of people try. A lot of people are like, yes, I know, also I play guitar.
The guy who comes to mind, what is his name? 30 Seconds to Mars. What's that kid's name?
Oh, Jared Leto.
Leto. He's, yeah, a guy who's been in and out of either with great success.
Name me someone else, though. Like, who? I mean, I suppose there are people, for sure.
Kevin Bacon.
Oh, my God,
his
stop it.
His music doesn't count.
His music doesn't count.
Oh, the Bacon Brothers. Come on.
No.
Huge.
Now. Dog star?
Now.
Snack.
You might be right.
I don't know. I just think it's really, like, even like a Rick Springfield, who was an actor who had legitimate hits. I always felt like there was a cheese factor there. I don't know why, because he came from a soap opera. He was always that guy who used to be an actor.
Yeah, I don't know what came first for him. I really don't.
Well, I'm sure that he played guitar and sang, but he became known as...
I've read articles where he's like, I'm really good at guitar, but it's not what people know me for.
Right. They know me for...
They know the couple hits, but they don't know that he can shred, too. And he's like, no, I can play, but I don't...
I'm really, really good.
Nobody...
No one cares,
you know,
about
cares.
That. I just want to hear the one hit song and watch me on General Hospital. I don't even know what soap opera he was
on. Like Jesse's Girl twice.
Oh, yeah. There's also I've Done Everything
For
You.
Yeah, he had a couple hits.
He had a couple hits, yeah. You done nothing
for me. Cher's a good example, though. She was music, acting. I think she has an Academy Award.
I think that she started in music, though. Like, she had a hit when she was very young. And then she, like, I think that transitioning that direction, much easier. It seems like people go, oh, okay. But, like, look at Kate Hudson. Kate Hudson is an actress. But she's like, no, yeah, but I'm also a singer and a musician. It's like, are you, though?
Juliette Lewis rocks at both. She may, but she doesn't
but I've
have
never
any
heard of her.
Hit music. No. No, you know her acting, but you
no,
don't.
No, absolutely. I've never heard of her. Right. Is she in a band? Is she a solo artist? A lot of people, like, even Scarlett Johansson has released albums. Like, really? I think she did, like, a Tom Waits cover album or some weird-ass project. I don't know. So, anyway, I think that for Ariana Grande, who is, whatever your feelings about her, I think she's undeniably talented. Like, she's an amazing singer. I don't know that I've ever seen her, other than on, like, SNL or on late-night talk shows, I don't know that I've ever seen her acting in anything, but I have no doubt that she's going to pull it. As Glinda.
Well.
The Good Witch.
They've got a lot riding on her pulling it.
Popular. Yeah, she's.
They're only showing us half the movie this first time.
Yeah. And a whole year, I think, has to go by between the two. Is that true? Can you see what the two release dates are? Did they shoot the whole thing and they're just going to turn it around but make people go to the movies twice?
I don't know.
I don't either. Anyway, congrats to her on being amazing. And now her next 10 years is, I would like to do more acting. Well, she could also, maybe she also means that she'll go back to musical theater. Like, there's no reason that she couldn't be very well paid for a stint on Broadway where she's actually singing in a big production, right?
Look, if she's lucky enough to be able to, like, she's saying that out loud. That doesn't mean she's getting parts. So right. It'll be interesting if she's going to find roles and people want to hire her. I agree with you, though. She is wildly talented.
Yeah.
So
she also has plenty of followers, which apparently is a thing now if you want to be cast.
Wicked 2, November 21st, 2025.
So we are talking a 1 year
exactly
separation.
1 year.
Jesus. Pharrell, he got fired. Colin Pharrell? No, the happy guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out who you're talking about.
Pharrell. He's got another name. What's the rest of his name?
Pharrell
Williams. He's just having, here's Pharrell. I'm like, oh yeah, he does have more name than that. Pharrell. Because I'm happy. He only ever worked, he's a hit maker. He's a producer. He's an artist. The only other job he's had is McDonald's. And he worked there 3 times. He got fired all 3 times. The first two, because he says, it's his own words, the first 2 times just because I was lazy. The 3rd time was like, what are you doing? You're just sitting there eating nuggets? Just sat there eating the nuggets.
Well.
The nuggets are delicious.
They are good.
Fast food. That's the problem with fast food. You know, it's salty and fatty and
And you're hungry really quickly
I know,
after.
Yeah. And then you're like, I should go back and get more nuggets. Anyway.
Oh, J-Lo is an example of a person with hit movies and hit songs.
That is true.
That is true.
And I would say that she did definitely come from.
She came from television. We saw her as a dancer first.
Yes. She was a fly girl. But did we ever know her as an actress before she put out records?
Not that I know.
You know what? Honestly, I would say she's like in that kind of gray area where she was doing both. She was, I'm sure, looking for acting gigs and putting out records and stuff. I don't know what real direction, because she was on. That's where I ever heard of her, was in Loving Color.
Her first film was, she had a small role in the movie My Little Girl in 1986.
Oh.
So that would have been 5 years before she was a fly girl.
Oh. Really?
Wow.
That's the direction then. So she is someone who's successfully transitioned.
Yeah, she had there was a TV show called South Central that she was on in 1994 as well.
She produces shows now, too. I would say she's still very much involved in both aspects. I mean, one more successfully than the other lately.
Usually.
Miley Cyrus, Demi Lovato all started as actors, then transitioned into singers, says 510.
Demi Lovato was a child actress, and I think you're right. Miley's undeniable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all those Disney kids, I mean, they started acting.
Although I will say, Miley Cyrus played a rock star on her show. So she was almost bound to make it because people were, I think the hard transition for Miley was into adulthood. Like, she was this sort of brat. And then she, like, I
well,
actually...
Well, she skanked it up for a few minutes, and everyone went, oh!
She does this song.
Horrified, and now she's legit musician.
I think it was on the Grammy. She is. I completely concur. She did this song. It's a... It was... They played the video, I want to say on the Grammys, although it might have been like an MTV thing or whatever. And she is doing this dance. It's recent. And she had big 80s hair. And it's a song about, you know, she's the doctor.
I think that was the Grammys.
I have gone back and watched that video. I can't even think of the song. The song is not a hit. But it's cute. It's fine. And her dancing to that and her outfits and all. And just her, the look on her face, she just exudes like, I am exactly who I want to be. I'm doing exactly what I want to do.
That wasn't a hit song?
I can't think of it.
Well, I can't think of it either, but
it was I'm the doctor. If you want to do it, I'm here. I'll give you the medicine you need, something like that. I don't know all the words, but I've gone back and watched that a bunch of times. Somebody will text it to us. 800-400-3697. What's the name of that Miley Cyrus song where she's in
Flowers?
No, it's
Party
not
in the USA.
No,
Wrecking Ball.
No,
Nothing Breaks Like a Heart.
No,
Heart of Glass.
It's going to be recent. It's a recent one.
We Can't Stop. No, that's not it.
No. We Can't Stop.
Was it Flowers?
Nope.
No. You said that.
It's like a doctor or something. Or the
25,
I've got the medicine you need. I'll give you
most
that.
Most Wanted? No.
No. Oh, let me see. It's going to be that one from the Grammys. I
Doctor. It's called Doctor. Work It Out.
Work It Out. That's it. Work It Out. It's so good. It's real. If you want to see someone who is like a woman in full, like she is like, this is... F you, this is exactly who I am and where I want to be and what I'm doing. And I just felt like everything about that video was great.
I'm naming my next dog Miley Cyrus. I love her so much. I have Kelly Clarkson now.
I'm well aware.
Yeah.
Huh. You already got your eye on another dog, huh?
I know what I want to get, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I want to get a little English Golden Retriever.
English?
Yeah, they're the white ones. They're creamy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what Willow was.
Is that the kind of dog? She was a golden retriever?
Mm-hmm. No. She was a lab.
Right.
An English golden retriever.
Yeah. They have English labs and English golden retriever.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it the same ones that are on Downton Abbey?
Yeah.
Like Sheba
is? That's a lab.
That's what I thought. Yeah. That's a lab. So it has like longer hair and has that.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah.
But golden retrievers are about the friendliest dogs you'll ever meet.
Yeah. Too friendly. They're
and
so
2 minutes Miley into Cyrus. Meeting them.
You're done meeting them. Stop meeting me.
That's
just
not
get,
true.
Get off of me.
2 minutes after meeting them, they will spit. You don't even know it the whole time. They've got this soaked tennis ball.
Yes. And then they drop it at your front.
I love you.
And now you have to pick that thing up.
That was Kelly Clarkson, though. She had a Kong that she carried around for about 6 years.
A Kong?
A Kong.
Yeah, it's a toy.
Yeah.
Oh. That's like a well-known dog toy?
It's pretty popular.
Yep.
Is it an actual big monkey?
No. Kong is a brand of like chew toy ball. Different. They make different stuff. They're supposed to be indestructible.
So Miley Cyrus is the next name.
Yeah.
Not Ariana Grande.
No.
Not Olivia Rodrigo.
No. It's. I've wanted to name the dog Miley for a while.
Miley
long time.
Cyrus.
Yeah. Right. Call her Smiley.
Oh, Smiley Miley. That's adorable. I always did think it was very funny that you named your dog Kelly Clarkson.
It's because she was Miss Independent.
I could be your doctor and I could be your nurse. I think I see the problem and it's only gonna get worse.
Mm-hmm.
That's the song, huh?
Yep.
You're into that. A midnight medication. Just show me where it hurts. I need to rock you, baby, before your body bursts. Let me work it out. Oh. Let me work it out. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like she's here.
I know. I'm gonna work it out.
I gotta listen to that song.
Yeah. Let me see if I have it. Hold on. There's a way to find out.
Oh, guess who? Wait, did you mention that? Pharrell Williams wrote that song with her.
Oh, it sounds kind of like him. It is not in our thing here. You would have to grab that if you were gonna grab it.
Well, I have to.
Let me work it out.
Jane would have put that on if it was a hit.
No, right. That's what I said. It's not a hit. But it is an incredibly fun viewing experience, in my humble opinion. Oh, Cyrus Doctor Remix. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Okay. I am completely out of time. What is coming up in the news, Vincent? I know. It's crazy.
How would you like to fall asleep to the sound of fried chicken?
I think I might actually like that.
And more after these.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Blah, blah, blah.
You
and
talk
we're
so
back.
Much, I missed Oasis.
I saw it as 415.
Oasis, crank it, Sarah. I'm like, we're playing Oasis? Oh, boy, you and I jabber-jawing.
I know. Well, we had very important things to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important. I kind of want you to read that one quote from your friend James. That's just an interesting quote.
It is.
That's a no?
I don't think we should.
I think it's great, though.
Let's let the world.
It's a terrible tease.
So good.
All right, I'll read it, and I'll just leave. Can you leave it?
Yes.
If you can leave it, I will say it. This is my friend James, who plays bass. He's a musician. Turkish proverb. The forest was shrinking, but the trees kept voting for the axe. For the axe was clever and convinced the trees that because his handle was made of wood, he was one of them.
So I have serious doubts that that's a Turkish proverb, but it's just it's a good one. That's a good, clever thing that someone came up with on the internet. Very clever.
You don't think it's a Turkish proverb?
I mean, I'm going to say probably not, but maybe.
Why would you doubt James?
I don't. I just think that he found a fun thing and... No, that's apropos.
Why would you make it Turkish, though? It's so random.
Because who can check?
There's the point. I don't know who's up on Turkish proverbs.
Right. Is there a book of Turkish proverbs we could look at? Is that the only one that's ever come out? All right, here we go. The Odyssey app. You guys, it's amazing, and it's free, and it's awesome, and it's where Sarah and Vinny live. Download the free Odyssey app for all things audio, and listen live to Alice at 97.3 all the live long day.
I just looked it up and there it is. The forest thing. Turkish proverbs. It's real.
Really? Okay.
Is there really a Turkish proverb about an axe?
Is that what you wrote?
No. Look it up, there's tons of people have the same question. Is there really such a thing as a Turkish proverb?
About
there's far
axe.
Too much. There's a lot of the images, though.
All right,
that.
Here we go. Yes, a well-known Turkish proverb is about an axe. The forest was shrinking, voting for the axe. Yep, according to AI.
Thank you.
By the way, here's a Turkish dude. Not sure I've heard of this Turkish proverb.
Ask a turkey. Maybe they know.
It's pretty, as a native speaker, as far as I know, there is not. The closest Turkish proverb to your definition, oh, and then they write it in Turkish.
Sunny and 70 today. Okay, Thursday night football has Cincinnati playing at Baltimore, 5:15 game time. Kentucky Fried Chicken has teamed up with a sleep company called Hatch for a new white noise. White noise sound. It's the sound of chicken being fried.
Does your mom have like a fried chicken recipe and you would hear her frying chicken?
I've heard the sound of frying, whether it's fried. I can't say it like her because she's.
Your mom?
Fried mozzarella.
Oh, mozzarella.
Fried mozzarella. Whatever. But anyway, yes, I've heard the sound of frying chicken and I've heard the sound of frying cheese and it's fine. But
the nice thing about frying chicken, though, is it's a very low skill because you can't cook the chicken too. You can't cook the outside, then the inside will be raw. So you got to cook it for a long time. It's just got that bubbling, crackling. Like, I want that.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
That is the sound of meat.
Yeah, cooking. Yesterday, I fried up all the bacon. So I can make BLTs.
You know what? You two are way too much on the same page.
Oh,
all
I thought
the
that
time.
Look was he's not into frying.
No,
oh,
he was like
100% into that.
I learned recently from that country newsletter that I get that the right way to cook bacon is like on low heat for a really long time. Like it takes me to cook a pound of bacon. It takes me like 45 minutes. It takes a really long time. You lay out just a few pieces at a time and let them cook. And it's, I just love it. I sit there and I'll like play Pokemon and, you know, occasionally go over and flip the pieces over, but it's got that like, and by the way, it's so much cleaner. It takes forever, but it's so much cleaner. You don't get that kind of kitchen coated in bacon grease thing.
Oh, that's good.
That happens. It's really good. Oh,
but
I love
KFC
the sound of
it. KFC wants you to fall asleep to the sound of meat.
I may have to try that.
I'd want
to frying.
Smell it.
I want it to smell too. Like that's, oh. There's some, man, cooking smells, they can just be, you can't even help yourself. Your mouth is just watering.
Can't you just listen to the sound of rain or white noise?
None
you got to
hear,
the
cooking sound.
Like boiling meat. Ugh.
Yeah. Make it sound so good. Boiling meat is good.
Boiling, that sounds
And if they can have smell-o-vision with that too, that would be great.
Stomach is turning. Gross.
That's because you can't smell it too. That's the problem. You can't hear meat cooking and be like, oh, yum. You have to hear it and smell it. Like, what is better than the smell of like when someone is starting something and they are sauteing onion in butter? Mm. Like that. Oh, onion and garlic.
That's the best smell.
Oh my God.
It's a really good one.
That's a good smell.
All right.
You're softening up the onion and. Oh, by the way, today is Men Cook Dinner. It's called National Men Make Dinner Day. And so,
John makes dinner all the time for you.
Well, yesterday I had to make the BLTs. Well, I made the bacon part.
Yeah, you already admitted you only did the
one
piece.
But I did the most important piece.
That's only one third of the sandwich, though.
But it's the one that takes 45 minutes.
Which you just admitted you caught up on all your Pokemon play.
But I was still cooking the whole time.
All right, if you say.
It does give you a lot of time to do other things, though. It's good. I was listening to my fairy book and like playing Pokemon. It was great.
We've heard companies go out of business offering unlimited or bottomless something.
Hey, all you can eat shrimp. Oh, you really can eat a lot of shrimp.
Please stop eating all
We're
our shrimp.
We're in America. Come on, man.
Anyway.
We can eat some shrimp.
A guy is going viral right now on TikTok after he got into an argument with Hertz, one of their rental employees. This is just a person that works there. The man had somehow driven 25,000 miles in 1 month on his rental car, which included unlimited miles in his contract.
So he was doing like practically 1,000 a day? My God.
Never not driving is what that is.
Right.
My goodness,
honestly,
dude.
That is never not driving. It's almost like you have a treadmill for your car for when you're sleeping. No, I just leave it on. I put a brick on the gas pedal and it just...
The employee says, we're going to be charging you $10,000 because driving 25,000 miles was unreasonable. The guy argued, my contract says mileage was unlimited.
Yeah.
But the employee argued the contract didn't prevent them from charging more in a case where he was out of control and overused the car. The clip generated more than... you know, you wonder what's the deal with like social media.
So he videotaped this altercation.
The clip generated more than 450,000 likes and around 25,000 comments.
Oh wow!
It went. I don't know if there's an ultra viral or what's more viral than viral.
More viral than viral. That's what it is. Hey, let me ask you, Snap Judge. It says in the contract unlimited miles, right?
Yeah, and dude, you're an employee.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
let it go, dude.
Yeah, what are you doing? You're not Mr. Hertz or of the Hertz family.
Right.
The contract said unlimited. Let the guy pay whatever he owes and be done with it.
Right.
Instead, this employee made trouble and corporate had to step in and say, we apologize.
Oh.
Unlimited is unlimited.
Ooh.
So they've removed the $10,000 charge that the employee tried to put in place. That's one of those things where as an employee, you are trying to move up the ladder and now you just got had
right.
by corporate. Corporate went, it's a bad look. We don't want it. Now this employee.
You're trying to be a pit bull for them.
He's trying.
It is. It's interesting where people, you know, like you work there and you're very much invested. Like maybe he does feel like, okay, well, I'm on the Hertz fast track. This is where I work. I want to be there. I'm a company man. I want to save the company this money.
25. Now, here's a couple things they're saying that these are missing pieces here.
Yeah.
25,000 miles in 1 month would be more than 800 miles per day.
Yes.
Which is 16 hours of driving 50 miles per hour every day.
Yeah. It does seem incredibly impossible to do.
Now,
what was he doing? Drug running? Is that?
Well, they're saying if you were an Uber driver, you might spend all day in your car.
But even then.
Even then, you couldn't possibly hope to pick up someone the second you drop someone off. Like, consecutive.
Right. And you'd have to, you would really have to be going very fast. Like it takes about 4 hours to drive the 200 miles between here and Tahoe. It's about 4 hours. And that's with some stops and stuff too. And they're right. 60, it's impossible. So do you think that he was sharing this car with six other people?
I don't know what the end result is going to be, but they do say, and I remember when I used to fly coast to coast as a kid, that was our big thing because our family was in New York. My dad would say, it's about 3,000 miles. It's a little less than that, I think, coast to coast. Mm-hmm. But either way, that's only 3,000 miles if you took off from LA to New York and then what? Turned right around and went back and forth?
Right.
And back and
forth? Over and over and over. Yeah, this is, I'm going back to my treadmill thing. I really feel like the guy just put the thing on a
25,000 miles in one month.
Yeah, that's impossible.
It's questionable and starts to make you wonder, did Hertz set up a stunt?
Are they investigating?
That's all I've got.
Did they set up a stunt to get us to talk about Hertz and how amazing they are that they really will give you.
Stepped in with the employee and said, hey, unlimited's unlimited. Help yourselves.
We did just do a 5-minute ad for Hertz. And their stand-up corporate policies. Let's get Lindsay. Let's get Hertz on. Let's see if they'll advertise. They don't need to. We just gave away the cow. Right. Wait, no, we gave away the milk.
Right.
That's what it was.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Something like that. 415 says, ultra viral would be a pandemic or epidemic, Vin.
Oh. I get it, ultra viral.
Ah.
Hey, I have a game. So when you're
Sarah,
ready,
you should try oven bacon. 400 for 20 minutes. Turns out perfect and no mess.
That's what I did.
Hillary on Odyssey from Colorado.
You know, I have used the oven. I actually feel like it is a mess because I put it on like a cookie sheet.
It's a pool.
That's what you're making a mistake. You got to put down the baking paper. You know the paper?
Yeah, parchment paper.
Parchment paper down, then put the bacon on, and then bake it.
Okay.
And it turns out perfect.
So you're saying parchment paper.
Yes.
And it doesn't blub over into the...
Parchment paper, you put it in cold,
and let the oven heat up. Don't put it in when the oven's already heated up. So while it's heating up, it cooks it slowly. And then when it reaches temperature, it's
oh, that's interesting.
It's beautiful. It's crispy. It's nice.
People are saying, these are all people to our list of actor, singer.
Okay.
Barbra Streisand, Beyonce, Bette Midler, Selena, Justin Timberlake, Nick Jonas, Kristen Bell, Anna Kendrick.
Kristen Bell has a song?
Kristen Bell is the singer from, isn't she in Frozen?
Oh, she's Anna, right?
She sings.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I would not at all say that is, you know, I'm saying from legitimate actor to legitimate rock star is a more difficult transition than legitimate rock star to legitimate actor. I think you can be able to do both things. I'm talking about a recording career.
Yeah, I would agree. There's a difference. But Anna Kendrick is interesting because she's full on singing in Trolls.
And in many other things, the Pitch Perfect movies and that one, the fairy tale movie that she was in, she fully sings in a lot of stuff.
What was that song called? Cups?
Yeah, that's a legit song.
That was a hit.
I think
we played that here.
Yeah.
I just read a story about her and you never did it, so I figure it must have been.
I have it here somewhere.
What
Go
is
ahead.
It? What's the
you
story?
Know what? I can't remember.
What do you have?
Let me see if I can.
Because it was something like she's been in an abusive relationship for the last 9 years and just got out of it.
No, I have her. She's talking about this because of the movie that she did. She made her directorial debut with Woman of the Hour. She plays the real life dating game contestant who came face to face with the killer. This is like a real story.
Oh, yeah.
And
from
she,
the 70s.
Right. She basically is saying, this is not a money-making venture for me. All of the money that I personally make from this movie is going to RAIN, the Rape, Abuse, Incest National Network, and the National Center for Victims of Violent Crime. It's a complicated area, but it felt like the least that I should do. So I don't have anything about her relationship.
What I saw was she was in an abusive relationship and then I thought, who was that chick dating? Everyone must know this, but I didn't know.
I mean, was it before she was famous? Because she's been famous since she was really young.
She was saying, I just got out of it.
Oh, well, who was she with?
I don't know.
Well, ask
you're
her.
You're the
Tinseltown Tattler.
What?
Like, ask your sources. All right, we're totally out of time. Let's play the game. All right, here we go. This is for you, Michael Martin. Michael Martin loves this game. Like this is about the third or fourth time that he's brought up. And I just told him, I'm like, you can't always play it because sometimes it's really obvious that the person's dead or is alive. So I'll give you a few. I thought today I could maybe make this work. So it's going to be,
make it work, Sarah.
Make it work. So it's going to be Vinny versus Maddie. Get all the songs ready and everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you guys get to guess. All right. So we're going to start with Johnny Rivers. His biggest hit, Secret Agent Man. But there's
He did the original Secret Agent Man?
Apparently so. That's his. Well, they say that's his biggest hit. So the version that we know. Johnny Rivers, dead or alive?
Dead.
I'm going to say dead as well.
He's alive. He's 82 years old today.
Son of a biscuit.
All right. Next up is Dana Plato, Kimberly from Different Strokes.
Dead.
Yeah, she's dead.
She is dead. That is correct. See how hard it is, Michael? Algie Smith, Chris McKay on HBO's Euphoria.
That's a recent show.
A-L-G-E-E Smith.
Alive.
Dead.
He's alive. Oh. One guy did die just recently off that show, which I thought maybe you guys would be confused.
That's a guy from Oakland.
Yeah. Okay. But I didn't know if you'd remember the name or not, so I tried to throw in a trick. It's a twist.
You tricked me.
Yeah. Well, plus my delivery, right? Yeah. Like I totally fooled you.
So good.
All right. Joni Mitchell, dead or alive?
Alive.
Joni Mitchell's alive.
She is alive. Thank God, too. She's so great.
I just saw her on stage in a chair.
I know. They wheeled her out there. With Belinda Carlisle, right? Not Belinda
Brandy
Carlisle. Brandy Carlisle.
Glanville.
Brandy Carlisle.
Okay.
Morgan Spurlock. He's the Super Size Me guy.
Dead.
He is from West Virginia, and he is alive.
He is dead.
Oh, did he die?
He did. At 54, he would have been today. He died. He lost his battle in May.
I love cancer. That look Vinny just gave me.
Well, is it the in-your-face look?
It was, get ready for my song. Yeah.
Well, listen, he is everything. I've never heard about West Virginia more than in the last 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the second you started working here, you'd go, oh, my God. You
are, West Virginia.
Do you work for the tourism board or something? Like,
you should. You know what? We should see if we can get West Virginia Tourism Board to advertise on the show. Okay. Yoonjin Kim from, she was Sun on Lost and Karen on Mistresses.
Dead.
Alive.
She is alive.
Oh. Yes.
She's 51 years old today. How about King Kong Bundy, 500-pound wrestler, fought Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 2.
Dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
He is dead. That's correct. Let's see. How about... all right, we'll do this one. Joe Niekro. N-E-N-I-E-K-R-O. Joe Niekro. Or Niekro. Major League pitcher. Dead or alive?
Alive.
He is dead. He actually suffered a brain aneurysm in 2006 and died a day after being taken to the hospital. And that is a win for El Campeón del Pueblo.
El Campeón del Pueblo.
Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening.
Well, he's not done his kisses. You can't. You know.
Well, I mean, I got to sit through the whole thing every time.
Yeah, every time. I mean, I did win, didn't I?
Go
thank
ahead.
You. Well, can you play it again? I mean,
oh, really. My God. Right, play one of the other ones.
El Campeón.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
No, thank you. That was, I mean, that's it's burned on my retinas. And thank you for listening, everybody. Keep it here on Alice because we have more tickets for Alice in Winterland, more chances at front row tickets. Janie, so at noon 05, and then Janie has it again at 5:05 this afternoon. And by the way, the next time we see you.
Oh, thank God, this week.
Tell me about it. It's going to be Friday. We'll see you then.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.